Governor Terry McAuliffe offered praise for the work of Charlottesville Police Department during Saturday's white nationalist rally. Others have been critical of the police for failing to keep protesters and counter-protesters apart. Other critics charge police appeared ill-prepared and outnumbered.
Well, we are now joined by former Charlottesville Police Chief Tim Longo, who gained national recognition when he headed the department during the 2014 search for UVA student Hannah Graham and the arrest of her killer, Jesse Matthew. Tim Longo is now the assistant professor at the University of Virginia School of Continuing and Professional Studies. Thanks for being with us. We appreciate it.
Thanks for having me. I hope I can be helpful to you.
We appreciate you being here. There's talk that maybe police were outnumbered, considering how many protesters were on hand on Saturday. From your viewpoint, was that true?
No, you know, I think it would be unfair for me to be critical of the police or to question their planning efforts. I certainly was not part of that discussion. Having said that, I think the question being raised by the general public is a legitimate one. I mean, clearly we had notice of groups coming into the city with divergent views. I think the potential for violence was real and beyond speculative. I think when they presented themselves Saturday morning in our community with shields, with helmets, with weaponry, I think it was foreseeable that there would be violence. And so I think the community's expectation was that the response would have been more forceful and more immediate by the police. Whether or not that was part of the planning process, again, it would be speculative for me to say. But I do think the question is a legitimate one, and there will come a time when I think city officials will have to answer that question for this community. I mean, look, we had a young lady in this community lose her life in the most violent and hateful way. We had two of our public servants with the state police die in the execution of their duties. They came here to help us through difficult times, and it was a long day for law enforcement, and it didn't go well. And I think the questions that are coming out, if nothing else, should allow the department and the city to think about what this will look like as we move forward, because my fear is we will see this again.
From a policing perspective, how difficult is it to manage a big protest that's armed?
Well, obviously, I mean, I think the answer to that question is fairly obvious. It's very difficult. I mean, police agencies around the country, and particularly this agency here and our surrounding neighbors, we're a finite resource. The Charlottesville Police Department is a finite resource, even when complemented by the state police and surrounding law enforcement agencies. The best we could do would be guess the large numbers that would be here and do their very best to prepare for those numbers. But it's always difficult to manage, even when there's not the obvious presence of violence. You know, you're managing the right for people to come and share and communicate thoughts and ideas, as hateful as they might be, against the city's need and frankly, duty to protect its citizens. And I think that balance sometimes can be very, very challenging, which is why it's so very important to have contingencies in place and to have the plan in place to ensure that when lawlessness erupts, and it did quickly, that there's a response that's immediate that can knock down or at least mitigate the level of damage that will be caused by this violence. This was just a terrible, terrible situation here.
Tim, we only have 30 seconds here. Virginia has an open carry gun law. There, of course, were a lot of people who had weapons on the streets of Charlottesville that day. From a police standpoint, does an open carry law like what we have in Virginia pose bigger problems to a police force?
Well, it certainly is a challenge from a planning perspective. You have to be very careful in making sure that, you know, we're balancing First Amendment rights here. Now we're balancing Second Amendment rights. And where does that stop? And it stops when public safety it becomes at risk, and it stops when those weapons are presenting threats of imminent lawlessness or violence. And so that is a very careful balance, which requires planning and also a thoughtful legal analysis.
Thanks so much for being with us.
You're welcome.
Former Charlottesville Police Chief Tim Longo, he's an attorney and now an assistant professor at UVA.